Hello and good morning, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president. What's Brewing, CISFA aims to both inform and entertain you, normally going to be 30 minutes at a time. But as this is the last show of our inaugural week of shows, we're going to keep it to just 15 minutes today. So let's go ahead and start the show. And again, welcome to the fifth episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's start the show off with our first segment, our first cup. Pour yourself a nice hot cup of whatever you're drinking today. As this is the last show I'm going to record for the week, I wanted to lighten up on the topics we're going to cover today. To start, though, we're going to finish, in a sense, introducing our 2020-2021 CISFA Executive Board. I'm going to save introducing our committees of the association until later shows, as we do have an Executive Board meeting for CISFA coming up next week. And during that time, we're going to be talking about how we're realigning some of our committees to make them better serve the association. Hopefully, with all of that, we'll have some extra time in our last segment of today's show, The Last Sip, to get into some non-financial aid items before you get into your weekend. So, going on to our first part of the episode. We've already introduced our presidents. That's our president-elect, president, past president, our two vice presidents, one for state issues, one for federal issues, our treasurers. Again, treasurer-elect, treasurer, and past treasurer, our secretary, and our webmaster. And we took extra time in the last episode to introduce you to our 10 regional representatives. So this still leaves a few people out there to give introductions for. Starting it off, there's a number of people who work for the California Community College's Chancellor's Office, specifically in the Student Financial Aid Programs area, that do interact with the CISFA Board on a regular basis. First and foremost, we have Ruby Nieto. She's a specialist up there at the Chancellor's Office, and she's one of the key people, like Gina Brown, who's also a specialist up there, soon to be promoted to a dean, though. The specialists, what they do is they do a number of things. They keep the CISFA board and all financial aid professionals across the community colleges informed on a number of fronts, including funding for the different financial aid programs that our students have at the community colleges, funding for operations of our offices, because some of the funding for our operations come directly from the Chancellor's Office, and keep us on top of what's going on as far as legislation, whether legislation that's recently been passed and signed by the governor or legislation that's being proposed that could change some aspect of the type of financial aid programs that are available to the students at the community colleges. Now, normally Ruby and Gina were joined by another person called Brian, but Brian retired this summer, and we have a new person starting, Sanjay Mehta. He will be joining the Chancellor's Office in August. In a supporting role is a person named Terrence Gardner. He works with the specialists up there at the Chancellor's Office to help coordinate a number of things. In particular, he's always been key when we've had in-person meetings for the Executive Board quarterly throughout the year. He also handles a program called COTOP, also known as the Chancellor's Office Tax Offset Program. The program used by some of the schools to collect on old debts through tax offsets, you know, your income tax. Outside of the Chancellor's Office, we have a CASFA segmental representative that sits in on our board meetings. CASFA, we talked about before, but as a refresher, is the California Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. CASFA's membership includes financial aid professionals from any of the segments in California. That would be community colleges, public four-year schools like Cal State Universities and University of California campuses. It includes private schools, those that are nonprofit, for example, like University of Southern California or Pepperdine University, and for-profit schools like American Career College, Glendale Career College. And so it covers all the different segments of schools across California. And as such, then, California makes certain to have segmental representatives from all those areas and also graduate schools. So for the community colleges, our segmental representative for CASFA is Christina Tangalakis from Glendale Community College. In addition to our segmental rep, the personnel at the Chancellor's Office, we do have a deep connection to the California Student Aid Commission, also sometimes known as CSAC, because it's C-S-A-C. We normally have some of their top-level personnel come to and attend our CSFA Executive Board meetings because there's a lot going on at the commission. So CSAC is the administrative body of the state government that handles the Cal Grant program. Cal Grant program has done nothing but grow over the years, both in dollars and number of students that it reaches out to. These are grants for California residents who go to school within the state, and they go to almost any of the segments, and it can be a few $100s, it can be a few $1,000s, it can be full tuition or more for many of these students, on top of other aid they may be receiving. So it's very key that CSFA works with CSAC to talk about any of the changes or reforms going on at the commission that obviously impact our students. Lastly, we normally have a representative that comes from the Student Senate for California Community Colleges sitting on the executive board meetings of the association. The Student Senate is, in a sense, the representative body of all the students at the different community colleges. So this person, again, is a student at one of the schools, and it varies from year to year. But they get to sit in and be part of the discussions regarding financial aid matters that, again, affect students at any one of the 116 California community colleges. Now, as I said, that pretty much covers our executive board, liaisons, representatives, and related staff from the Chancellor's Office and Student Aid Commission. I hopefully have saved a little extra time for our last segment today so that we can end and get on with our weekend. So we're going to take a small, short little musical interlude here before we head into our last sip segment. And welcome back to the show. Let's get our last sip segment kicked off here. Hopefully that's a good last sip of your hot beverage. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I wanted to go out on the end of this first week with some lighter material. So, knowing all of us, I assume, are working from home these days, I figure we'll find different ways to fill our time, always. This assumes that you're taking some time away from work. But anyways, I wish I could tell you about all the wonderful shows I've been binge-watching on Netflix or Hulu or other services. But realistically, I've only had some of those services like Netflix for a couple months. And July has been busier than ever. I don't feel like I'm really putting my money to use yet. As I told a friend one time, just a week or so ago. For the cost of it, I'd like to get it down to at least $1 per hour for what I'm watching. While I know many people are probably down into the pennies per hour when you figure out their cost per month divided by the number of hours of entertainment they're seeing. In my case, I've spent most of my time just watching the comedy specials because it's a little hard sometimes to find 2+ hours to sit down and watch a full-length movie, let alone a Scorsese-type movie where you need maybe 3.5 hours. But if anything, I probably have taken more time to do some reading, so I wanted to just talk about a couple books that I've read. Hopefully nothing too political or anything like that. But there's some very good books out there. One that I just happened to pick up because it looked fun was called Moonwalking with Einstein by Joshua Foer. And it's basically, he's a reporter, and he talks about, in the subline for this book is called The Art and Science of Remembering Everything. And it was interesting to me because he talks about the World Memory Championship, probably something nothing any of us has ever heard of. But it came along because, you know, I always think about, I read books, I like to read, and there are always those times that right after reading a book, it's a case of, what did I read? Did I learn anything? Could I remember enough about the book, fiction or nonfiction, about was I supposed to learn something? And so the author had the same kind of issues or thoughts of his own. And so we went out to find out about this thing called the World Memory Championship. And he met up with many of these people that enter these contests, to find out what's the clue to learning the order of 3 decks of cards. Randomly shuffled and remembering the order of the cards. Or how do you remember a 50-line poem? How do you memorize that? And so there were some interesting tricks that were brought up in the book about memory palaces and things. And so it's a reasonably short written book, Moonwalking with Einstein by Joshua Foer. You should look for it. It's a paperback. Save yourself some money. Another book that I read recently is called One Day She'll Darken by Fauna Hodel. For those who like murder mysteries and things like that, this is a good related book. Fauna Hodel is the granddaughter of George Hodel, and George Hodel was one of the main suspects in the Black Dahlia murders down here in California, Southern California, back in the late 40s. And so it takes from her aspect of being adopted out by a African-American family, she herself believing that she had African-American father and finding out later in life none of that was true, but also finding out that her grandfather might be this infamous murderer in California. It's a very interesting read. I'd suggest reading it. It's mostly nonfiction, but you never know. Maybe there's a little bit of fiction in there because we don't know who is the Black Dahlia killer. I've got some other books out there, but we're running out of time today. I did read, of course, Podcasting for Dummies, in case you were wondering, to get myself primed for all of this, and it was a decent read book. But we're going to hold off on everything else at this point as we're running out of time today. But rest assured, we're going to have time for next week for more episodes of What's Brewing CISVA. So I want to thank you for joining us here on What's Brewing CISVA. Remember to check out the CISVA website at CISVA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You will find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter. For this and all WBC podcasts, find our feed at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the word pod and bean put together as one word. What's Brewing CISVA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. This has been episode number 5. Recorded Friday, July 24th, 2020. Have a great day and have a great weekend.